the School of Life was set up some 10 years ago by a modern-day philosopher called Alain de Botton, who believes that we need more help with our relationships, our emotional intelligence. We don't get taught these kind of things at school. So he provides space and thinking and stimulus for people to get together and have conversations about, you know, the issues of being a person, of being a human. So we deliver various classes in our classroom in Sydney and in Melbourne, and people come together and talk about topics like how to be sociable, how to develop self-awareness, how to communicate, how to find love, all of those, really human questions that we ponder on.
Absolutely. I've been going through your class list this morning and it's so varied, the topics that you guys cover. But this class in the summer program, How to Be Social, is one that you teach. What are some of the biggest barriers to being sociable that you see most people struggling with these days?
One of them, I think, is the real ability to have human connection, even when we feel different from each other. So we're all human beings, and in that being a human, we are our own unique person. And so when we walk into social situations, we really see the big differences that we have with others, because everybody has their own uniqueness. And we obviously gravitate to people that we feel that we've got very shared common attributes with. May it be the age that we are, or the kind of jobs that we have, or the kind of social status that we are, and we gravitate to what we know. But when we're faced with in situations where we feel very different to those people, we feel very isolated, and unless we kind of can really understand a little bit more about why that's happening and what we can do to overcome it, that's when we just kind of fade out into the background and feel really awkward.
I know exactly about fading into the background and feeling really awkward. I'm sure a lot of people out there do. What kind of tools will you be teaching people in these classes? How do you teach someone to be sociable?
So the first thing I want to say is that shyness is a great thing. We're not saying, you know, it's a bad thing to be shy. I think shy is, you know, very, very natural, and can be very endearing as well. And sometimes we just don't want to kind of socialize with people as well. So we're not saying you always have to be social and you have to overcome your shyness at all. But if you're in those social situations where you think, actually, I would like to just do this a little bit better, the kind of tools that we can help arm you with is a kind of bit of a self-check on, going back to what I was talking about before, about why do I feel so different to people? How can I actually feel connection with people? So we feel moments of connection when we feel something shared. And when we're constantly trying to be social or trying to engage in conversation around things that are very, you know, obviously shared, but we don't share with that person, like, you know, maybe, you know, family backgrounds or culture, what we need to do is try and find the connections that we do share. And the things that we do share as humans is how we feel. So a lot of the conversations we have are very much at that surface level of where have you been, who have you seen, what have you done, you know, the kind of social chit-chat, which is great for kind of, you know, building up a rapport. But then it gets to that point where you think, well, what else do I say now? You know, that kind of awkward silence. And actually the shared bit is, you know, what's it like to be a human? And obviously you don't say that, but you say things like, you know, what are you looking forward to this Christmas? Who in your family would you like to have a connection with that you might not have done in the past? Because we can all relate to that. We've all got awkward members of our family. We've all got a story around that. We all can relate to looking forward to something or hoping for something, so we can have a shared connection around that. We've all loved, we've all lost, you know. So it's trying to pick out conversations that take you beyond those surface levels of where have you been, who have you seen, what have you done, what are you feeling, what do we know? And that can lead you to beautiful kind of connections and conversations that you may have dismissed as being not important.
Do you see a certain demographic of people attending this particular class? I know young people today, I feel like so much of our lives is lived on phones and on the internet that it can be hard to make those connections when you're, you know, face to face with someone. But do you see, a type of person coming through the class, or is it a really varied?
It is really varied. I think, you know, there is definitely, I definitely do totally agree with the social media phenomenon impacting our ability to be social. Even when we are out, we're still living it out through online by, you know, posting where we are and what we're doing. So definitely there is that kind of, but I think all of us, no matter what age, are kind of trying to navigate that. We do have a lot of people who consider themselves as shy who come to it and then realise that actually it's not about shyness being an issue. A lot of the people that come are actually yearning for something more, something deeper, some kind of deeper connections. And I guess with social media, what we do is we get ourselves caught into this fear of missing out. And we, you know, we kind of look at things and think, oh, we should be there, we should be at that bar, or we should be at that launch, or we should be at that party. But actually what we really want is connection. So what we should be doing is doing the things that we really do fear missing out on. The FOMO is really about, do I really want to live a life where I have never had good, great, deep connections and conversations? Do I really want to live a life where I don't really understand about other people or understand how other people relate to me? That's actually the real fear that we have.
What advice would you give to someone who might be a little bit nervous attending a workshop, any workshop, I guess, at the School of Life over summer? I know that maybe this one in particular will attract some people who would be more nervous than others.
Yeah, I think we really do strive to create a environment in our classrooms where you're given the opportunity to contribute as much as you want to contribute. We really believe that sort of being on the edge of your comfort zone is where the learning really, really is. So creating an environment where people feel happy to say as much as they want to say, but still be on their learning edge is really where what we really kind of want to create. The other thing is we do a lot of small pairs work. So, you know, if you feel daunted about talking in a big group, there's much more kind of opportunity for smaller interaction. We do threes, we mix it up a lot. Our classes are generally about 20 people in size, so you get to kind of meet. It's not so big that you don't get to meet everybody, but not so, you know, you don't want to be sometimes in a workshop of five because then you feel so kind of, you know. So we really mix it up. And, I talk about these things around self-awareness and emotional intelligence, and they are really deep and, important issues, but we also have great fun. There's a lightness around it as well. So, you know, there's in the How to Be Sociable class, for example, we have a great section on how to be better at flattering, you know, because flattering feels so like, makes us so awkward and make us feel like we're being disingenuous. But actually, making a really lovely complimentary remark to somebody is such a gift if it's genuine. So we have fun with that one. We have real fun.
It does actually sound like a very, very fun class. Sophie, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Thanks for having me.